Nerd Blog Lady, welcome to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today, I wanted to take this opportunity to share a personal story about my journey as a blogger, and then I'm going to give you some tips at the end, so stay tuned. So when I first started my blog, I was full of enthusiasm and passion, but there was something that was holding me back, and that something was my mindset. You see, I had a lot of limiting beliefs and self-doubt that were preventing me from reaching my full potential as a blogger. And I was constantly comparing myself to other bloggers and feeling like I wasn't good enough. I was afraid to put myself out there and take risks for fear of failure or rejection. And I was always second-guessing myself and questioning whether my content was even good enough. All of these negative thoughts and beliefs were like a weight that was dragging me down. They were holding me back from taking action, from creating the content that I knew I was capable of, and from building the relationships that I needed to succeed as a blogger. It wasn't until I started working on my mindset and actively challenging those limiting beliefs that I was able to make progress. I started to realize that my thoughts were not facts and that I could choose to think differently. I started to practice self-compassion and give myself permission to make mistakes and learn from them. And I started to focus on my strengths and unique value rather than comparing myself to others. And I started to shift my mindset. I saw a huge difference in my blogging success. I was able to create more consistent and high quality content, build stronger relationships with my readers and fellow bloggers, and attract more opportunities for growth and collaboration. So my friends, I encourage you to take a look at your own mindset as you pursue your blogging dreams. Are there any limiting beliefs or negative thoughts that are holding you back? If so, challenge them and work on reframing them in a more positive and empowering way. Believe in yourself and your unique value, and don't let your self-doubt or comparison get in the way of your success. With that being said, here are some tips for cultivating a positive and productive mindset for blogging. So tip number one is to practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when things don't go as planned. Remember that making mistakes and facing challenges is a normal part of the learning process. So when I first started out as a blogger, I took failure as like a horrible thing. Like, I failed at this. Like, I'm failing at blogging. I'm not growing. I look at my analytics every day and they're so dead. And, you know, I had a failed product launch or several failed product launch for my business. Or, you know, I couldn't get clients at first in the beginning when I first started. And, you know, I made so many mistakes along the way. But what I realized was I needed to have self-compassion for myself and realize that this is a learning journey, and this is a never-ending learning journey. You will always have something that you need to learn. There's so many more things that I still have to learn. There's so many mistakes that I still make, and there's so many like failures that I fail on, you know. So practice that self-compassion and be gentle with yourself. Change those thoughts into positive ones. So like, if you have a failed product launch, or if nobody is looking at your blog, or if you know, your Pinterest looks dead or whatever it is, you know, be compassionate with yourself and tell yourself that this is just a learning process and there is so much more room for growth and that you can figure it out. Look at failure as a win, because when you fail, you will learn so much more when you fail. So like, yeah, you fail, okay? You take a step back. But when you go to do it again, you're going to take three steps forward, because that failure made you learn what not to do, if that makes sense. So celebrate your, number two is to celebrate your wins. Acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate your success, no matter how small. This can help boost your confidence and motivation. In my community, in my free community that you can join right in the show notes below, we have a section where we celebrate you. So like, pop in your little wins there, no matter how small they are. If you post your first blog post, or if you get your first email subscriber, no matter how small, we want to celebrate you. And we have a section in there where you can post your win and we will celebrate you. And, you know, like, if you have a win, like, celebrate with, like, a chocolate shake or a candy bar or a glass of wine, whatever you want it to be. Just celebrate yourself. Number three is to reframe negative thoughts. Challenge negative thoughts or limiting beliefs that are holding you back and reframe them in a more positive and empowering way. So all of those negative thoughts that are coming in your mind is just holding you back. You want to challenge those and challenge your limiting beliefs. So limiting beliefs as in, like, I believe that I can't do this. I believe that my blog sucks, whatever it is. Challenge those and rewrite those into a more positive and empowerful way, you know, like, instead of thinking that those thoughts, say, there's room for my blog to grow. My blog is growing. No, my blog doesn't look the most perfect right now, but it doesn't have to be perfect because I'm new. This is a learning process. This is an ongoing process, and I'm going to do great, and I'm doing great right now. So reframe those negative thoughts into thinking positive ones. It's going to do so much more for you. And when you think all of these negative thoughts about you and your blogging business and how you can't do it or whatever you're thinking, you know, it's just going to hold you back and make you burn out and make you not want to work on it. So reframe those negative thoughts into positive ones and empower yourself. If you have to write sticky notes on your computer so you can read them every day to think positively about you and your blog, or if you have to rewrite those, like, limiting beliefs, such as, like, my blog sucks, okay? That's just an example. Then write on your sticky note and post it on your computer something that says, my blog is growing every single day. I can work on my blog every day and improve it. This is a learning process. So step four is to focus on your unique value. Rather than comparing yourself to other bloggers, focus on your own strengths, skills, and unique perspective. Remember that there is no one else quite like you, and that's what makes your blog so special. You want to be so unique. You want to stand out from the rest. There is nobody out there that's like you. There is nobody out there that can say things like how you say them. So be unique. Come up with your unique perspective of your niche. So for an example, my unique perspective is that affiliate marketing sucks. Like, you can either make money now or you can wait years to make money with affiliate marketing. Like, you're going to be making pennies to cents in affiliate marketing because as a new blogger, because you don't have that blog traffic built up. And in order to make affiliate marketing and ad money and enough to actually pay your bills, you need to have that blog traffic and a significant amount of it. And if you don't have that, and you won't have that as a new blogger until you implement SEO, get on social media and grow your social media platform and whatever, and grow your Pinterest, which takes at least 6 months, then you're not going to make any kind of income with that. Like, just cents to dollars, and you won't even be able to cash that out until you get like $100. Like, that sucks. So my unique perspective is make money with selling your own digital products and services, because you can make money now with that, with like just a very low audience, like an audience size of like literally 100. You can make so much money with 100 people in your audience, I'm telling you, with digital products and services. And that's my unique perspective. So you need to come up with your own unique perspective. Like, so many other bloggers out there, or blogging coaches or other bloggers in this industry, will tell you, start a blog on WordPress, start, you know, making money with affiliate marketing and ads, blah, blah, blah. But I don't believe that, because I've seen it with a lot of new bloggers. So now I'm just rambling, but make your own perspective, and don't be afraid to, like, share your thoughts about it. Like, create polarizing content, and don't be scared to speak your voice. Speak what you truly believe in, because more people are going to connect with you that way. Because if you don't share your own beliefs, nobody can stand with you. And you want people in your audience that value the same and who can stand with you and who can, you know, shout their voices with you. So be unique and be special, because you are special. So number 5 is to take risk and embrace failure. Don't be afraid to take risk and try new things, even if you're not sure that they'll work out. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity and a chance to grow. So, oh my gosh, I have no idea. Like, I can't tell you how many times that I failed, because I fail literally at one thing every single week. I swear, like, I failed so many launches before. Like, this previous launch, I kind of just did, like, a lazy launch of the Blog Launch Lab. I didn't really focus on it too much to sell it this time around. I don't know why. It's, you know, I don't have time for it, really. And only a few people joined, to be honest, so far. I mean, I'm still promoting it, but it's not, like, hard selling. And there's so many tweaks that I can make to actually make those sales. But I'm not worried about it, because I know this is an improving process. When you launch a product, you're not going to be making all of those sales when you first launch it. It takes time. One entrepreneur, I'm not sure who it was, but she was talking about how she was, you know, she had to launch a product over and over and over again for a whole entire year. And finally, the like 7th time that she launched it, she made like $100,000 on it. Like, that's just crazy. But she could have, you know, launched the product and deemed it as a failure and then just said, screw it, I'm not launching this product anymore. This product sucks, blah, blah, blah. So, like, when you fail, like, don't look at it as, like, a failure. Like, take those risks and launch the product again. Do it again, you know? Do it over and over and over again. Practice it until you actually reach success. Because success is inevitable as long as you don't quit. Failure is inevitable. But as long as you don't quit, you're going to succeed. So look at failing as an opportunity to learn and grow. Number 6 is to stay curious and open-minded. Keep an open mind and stay curious about new ideas, trends, and perspectives in your niche. This can help you stay inspired and generate fresh content ideas. So as a blogger, you have to stay on top of things. You have to know the trends and know the different kinds of perspectives in your niche. And you have to stay curious about what's going on in the blogging world. You have to stay on top of new strategies. So for those of you who don't want to ever invest in your blog, and you only want to learn how to blog from free blog articles, one thing I'm going to tell you is that when you go on Pinterest or when you go on Google and you click on an article for whatever you're searching for, that specific article could be not updated for the 2023 blogging trends and blogging strategies. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to be learning from articles that are old, from old strategies that no longer work anymore. And then you're going to be going to implement these strategies and you're going to, like nothing's going to work for you. And you're going to be sitting there wondering, okay, I followed this article exactly how they told me to, but it's not working. Well, no wonder you're following strategies that are from 2017, not 2023. So always, you know, stay on top of those current strategies. And, you know, here in my audience, I'm going to tell you the current strategies and I'm going to keep you updated, but you actually have to follow along. You know what I mean? So stay curious, stay open-minded, and follow the current trends that are going around. Like, stay updated on everything. Number 7 is surround yourself with positivity. Seek out supportive and like-minded bloggers who can offer encouragement, advice, and inspiration. Avoid negative or toxic communities or individuals that can drag you down. So one thing that I have to say about this is social media. Like, when you go on social media, is your feed bringing you down or is your feed motivating and inspiring you? And if it's bringing you down, start unfollowing the people that are triggering you. You want to stay positive in this industry. You don't want to log on your blog every single day or log on to social media to engage with your community and look at things that are like bringing you down. If you look at like somebody in this industry who you want to be, let's say, like you're like, oh my gosh, why can't I be her? Unfollow her, because you're not her and you're never going to be her. And you need to be you. And you need to empower you, and you need to inspire you. And if those people are, you know, that you want to be or whatever is not inspiring you and it's just like making you think, why can't I be her? Unfollow her. Unfollow the people that are toxic to you or that put you down or that put you in a bad mood. Or for example, I used to follow a lot of like people who had like really great bodies, like the dream body that I want. And like, I would just like look at their body like, oh my gosh, this probably isn't real, but this is the body that I want. But I'm never going to have that body. You know why? Because I just had a baby and I'm not working out and I don't have time to work out. And, you know, I just had a C-section and I'm probably never going to have that body. And I'm okay with that now because I'm a mom and, you know, I have to speak good to myself. When I look in the mirror every day, I have to like myself. The only way that I can do that is to go within myself and not to look at everybody on social media, what they're doing or their body, you know? Another example that I can say of this is I used to follow like some business coaches. They just made me feel so bad about where I'm not at. They're like, you know, make $10,000 a month, make $5,000 a month, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like triggering me about, you know, they were triggering me about this. So I decided to unfollow all of them. And I only started to follow business coaches that were like speaking to me in like a nice way, that weren't triggering me, that weren't making me feel bad about where I was in my business. And you know what happened? I started to go within myself and to inspire myself and to empower myself and to get rid of all my negative beliefs and to look at content that was like empowering me. And what happened was I actually grew my business past $10,000 a month. I grew my business past past $50,000 a year. So, you know, you have to like go within yourself and not seek outside or like look at outside like negativity. And to unfollow those people that are. And to join a community. You need to join a community of people that are going to inspire you and to push you. And you can join my community because we do that within my community. I will empower you and inspire you every single day. Within my community that you can join in the show notes below, I have this little section in the community that says notes from Jen. And I literally give you a morning motivation note every single morning, or almost every single morning. I'm there to motivate you, inspire you, educate you for free. So why wouldn't you join this community? You can join below. So stay positive. Surround yourself with positivity. So that's kind of all that I have for today's episode. We talked about the importance of mindset when it comes to blogging and shared some tips for cultivating a positive and empowering mindset. Remember, blogging is not just about creating content and building a following, but it's also about having the right mindset to overcome those challenges, take risks, and achieve your goals. So don't let limiting beliefs or negative thoughts hold you back. Believe in yourself and your unique value as a blogger and keep pushing forward. You will become successful. You just need a positive outlook on it. You need a positive mindset. You will be successful as long as you don't quit. Don't quit. If you are feeling like you're going to quit one day, please reach out to me because I will help you work through those mindset blocks that you're having in that moment, and I will push you to move forward. So join my community. All you have to do is go to the link below. You click on that community link, join the community, and you fill out, you know, like you make an account, and then boom, you have access to my community, which has tech tutorials and notes from me, motivational notes, and you have weekly workshops, and you know, you have a community chat where you can ask me any of your blogging questions. So please don't do this alone. You're not alone. I'm here for you. So that is what I have to say for you guys. I hope this really inspired you. That was the point of this whole message, was to inspire you and to make you realize that mindset is a huge deal when it comes to working on a blog. So yeah, I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Goodbye.